run out, yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAMOUSE.
CGA.
Yeah, we don't speak for any of those guys.
No A's.
If you hang out and listen long enough, you'll find out we don't speak that well for ourselves. But by the way, if you'd like to send us a Recovery Idol, a jingle for us to use at the show and get your name mentioned, like the way we mentioned Brandon, send it to recovery101radio@gmail.com. Mention the words Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio. You may or need not mention the hosts. By the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Yay!
Team!
So, how was your day, Mark? You got shorts on. It's been warm weather here in California.
It was a day.
It was a day. Nice weather, though.
It's great weather. It was a day of hanging out with my son and watching basketball.
Nice. I was talking to somebody the other day. They were in Chicago or something. It's like 14 degrees or something. I'm like, wow, bummer for you. They're like, but we have snow. I said, I have snow if I want to drive half an hour.
Yeah.
I can go skiing. And I said, you're in Chicago. You can't go skiing in half an hour.
That's right.
How was your day, Shel?
It was rather emotional.
Why?
Because we had, it's Palm Sunday. And we did the hymn, and don't even get started
on
that.
And don't worry, by the time this goes up, Easter will have already gone by.
Yeah, I know, but do not start with that singing that crap.
What are you talking about?
We sang a hymn for the anthem today called the Carpenter, because Christ was a carpenter.
Now, what do you think, Mark? When you hear a hymn, the Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter.
See? Oh? Huh? You're the
you
only.
You were a lady. Would you marry me anyway?
Would you Wait
have
a minute.
My baby?
Whoa. I was the only one what?
Never mind.
I thought
wrong.
John Paul also said that.
Yes, that's true. Both of
We've
you get smacked.
We've only just begun to live.
You so just totally ruin everything sacred ever. I can't have a churchy moment in my life, in my house, because...
You had the churchy moment at church.
Did I do okay?
I don't know. I didn't know what that song was.
Oh. Something about if I was a carpenter, would you date me anyway? Sound like a country song. If I was a carpenter, would you date me anyway? As long as I brought the beer. What if I served my beer in a holy grail?
It wouldn't leak like a holy pail.
I posted on your page Epic the Carpenters A-roll. Singing Ave Maria, which is a hymn. So there you go.
Well, all right then.
It was awesome.
Okay.
So she got teary. I'll tell her story if she's not going to tell it.
Well, at this point, we got to do the boozy news.
It's only been 3 minutes.
Okay, I was just emotional in church and I started crying, okay? End of story. I'm actually really low. I mean, like, really low. Like, yeah, there's something wrong with my cord.
Are you having equipment issues?
I'm having major equipment issues. I mean, and there's something wrong with my cord.
Uh-huh. Is your thingy loose?
Your umbilical cord?
Shelly, do you have a screw loose?
I always have a screw loose.
I know.
Okay.
You appear to be just fine.
Well, I know I was, and then I went down back, way back down.
Oh. Well, now you're
Is your screw
high.
Loose?
Yeah, so I'm not going to be doing the booze news anyway, so it doesn't
Now
matter.
You're high. Well, then. Oh, it's time for the busy news, and the news not fit for booze. Awesome. We've got shout-outs today to Dan, Joey, Bill, Elizabeth, Bill P., Fran, Alexandria, Phil, Randy, James, Carol, John, and Dakota. First one from Bill. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper. Fresno Deputy Police Chief Keith Foster. He was among four people arrested in a federal drug sting. Chief.
Yes.
Of police.
Ooh.
Arrested in the federal drug sting. Possession and intent to distribute oxycodone, heroin, and marijuana.
Oh. He was framed.
The trifecta.
I was going to say that hat trick.
Here's what I love.
He the got Trinity.
What do you
the
think,
Holy Trinity.
What do you think happened to him?
Farmageddon.
He Nothing. Was released OR.
He got put on administrative leave.
Paid?
I think generally speaking,
yeah,
that
usually.
Is paid. Let's see. Acting police chief said. Him and five others were named. Blah, 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 blah. Bunch of people. The arrests were announced at a news conference. And it was an ongoing year-long joint operation with the FBI.
They said joint.
A year? It took them a year to figure this out?
Yes.
Oh, brother.
From Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Boulder, Colorado. Woman had to call the police.
Why?
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 From the emergency room.
Why?
Uh-oh, what happened to her?
To go and arrest her daughter.
Why? Why?
Well, one morning she was eating breakfast.
Yum.
And she thought she smelled bleach.
Uh-oh.
But her daughter had been cleaning the kitchen and everything, so she thought she was just smelling it.
Oh.
She was eating cereal that morning. Then later on that night, she went to drink some water that was next to her bed.
Uh-oh.
And that tasted like bleach. Her 12-year-old was trying to poison her after her taking away her iPhone.
Ooh. And she didn't get sick the first time?
She apparently had bleach in the milk. But didn't notice any ill effects from
it. Oh, well, the bleach may have...
The milk coated the stomach.
And it can't, I think that sometimes some poisons you drink water while you're on the way to the emergency room, and some you drink milk, so it may have delayed...
Oh, wait.
Wait.
You know what? It wasn't cereal. It was a breakfast smoothie.
Oh.
And but it may have had milk or something in it as well. And she had a bleach smell coming from a carafe of water she had by the bed. And now the 12-year-old is being held in juvenile detention on two counts of attempted first-degree murder.
Well, yeah, it's premeditated. But a 12-year-old premeditating murder?
Junior.
Like bad seed time.
Juvenile detention.
What's a 12-year-old doing with an iPhone?
Yeah, that's I mean, well, Courtney had a phone when she was 12, but it certainly wasn't like a top-of-the-line anything. It was, you know, a kid phone. It was not. I mean,
that's right, Bruce. We'll just sit here and watch you clip your cigar and get it lit.
What I want to know is, okay, she
I'm like
tried
doing the stretch signals,
yeah,
so I can light a smoke.
She tried to kill her mom over her phone getting taken away.
Mm-hmm.
If her mom had actually died, do you think she'd have gotten her phone back then?
Hell yeah!
How
she could have just gone and got it out of the drawer.
How was that going to help her get her phone back?
She could have just gone and got it out of the drawer.
She could do that anyway when her mom goes to the store. This is a kid who is not thinking clearly. This is a kid who thinks like goes from 0 to 60.
They're
clearly
12.
A psychopath.
She's 12.
Yeah, she's a bad seed.
She has a mind full of mush.
She's a bad seed. You've seen that movie, haven't you?
Yes.
Mark sent one.
This Mark?
Yes. Moscow.
Russia.
As the economic crisis sweeps through Russia, a dangerous trend has emerged in the heavily drinking society because they had, in order to combat alcoholism, they had put this huge like tariff on drinking. So like the price of vodka, as compared to other European countries, really not much, but compared to Russian citizens the way vodka used to be, really expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, like to buy a quart of vodka is like 4 days' salary or something.
They just make it themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what the story is about.
Because you just take potatoes and wait till they get
old.
No, they weren't doing that.
Uh-oh, what were they doing?
Yeah, Mark, give us a little lowdown.
Go ahead. You got the story for you.
Well, there is a guy that is a head doctor of a chain of alcohol rehab clinics says there's a wave of complications because of people that are mixing dangerous chemicals and things on the market to try and make like moonshine. Now, some of it's actually moonshine. Yeah. And some of it's actually cleaning
supplies. Oh, my gosh.
So they're mixing cleaning supplies to, like, drink.
Those are some alcoholics that are in serious need of, like, an airlift or something. Well, they need humanitarian drops.
And you know what? These people are of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just dogging someone for being 12 for not thinking clearly. These people are all adults.
Yeah. I know, but they're alcoholics.
They're using bathroom chemicals to try and get loaded.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's because of that 28% tariff that was put on alcohol.
Sales of legal beer and vodka have fallen sharply. Yeah.
Well, Putin just cut it by
16%. Prices rise. Yes, Putin did cut it. I saw that on here. Vladimir Putin ordered the minimum price cut by 16%, but since last year he had increased it 29%, it's still up 13% from where it was.
Well, no, that's not really true. Because if you raise something by 29% and then you cut it by 13%, that doesn't mean you took 13% off the 29.
That's true.
That means you took 13% off the 100.
Right.
So
that's true.
You cut it by about 3%.
Right. They're the fourth highest. They consume the fourth highest amount of alcohol per capita in the world, which is weird because it doesn't say who the big one is. But moonshine is catching on big time.
Yep.
Now, it actually talks about another one called Samogen. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced. S-A-M-O-G-E-N. And that is a moonshine that is an old-fashioned Russian moonshine, has been used for years, and people make it all the time. And it's becoming popular in the hipster bars in Moscow.
I don't know why it would be so difficult for... I made booze accidentally when I was like 10, 11.
They make booze all the time in prison.
Pruno.
Which is just disgusting.
My mom had planted like 3 olive trees out in front of our house when we first moved to Cucamonga,
mm-hmm.
because she liked the wavy, willowy, you know, the color and the branches and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing fruited. There was all kinds of olives all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like green olives. So I said, I'm going to go and get some olives. Then my mom said, you can't eat them when they're raw. They have to be pickled. You have to, you know, cure them and stuff. So I got a book from the library, which said you had to let them rest for like a week or something like that after picking.
Well, I did. They're tired.
I did. Yeah, I put them in my mother's. I picked like probably, I don't know, 4 quarts of these things. Mm-hmm. Put them in my mother's best gigantic plastic Tupperware bowl, mm-hmm. and stuck them in my closet so they could rest. 2 months later, I was wondering where that smell was coming from.
they rested and slept and died.
Yes, they were pretty rotten, and it definitely smelled like alcohol. It smelled like rubbing alcohol.
You know, my next door neighbor had olive trees that separated our yards, and I used to take a tennis racket and see how far I could hit them. Until our neighbor across the street came over and walked me into his backyard, and he had a swimming pool with white concrete, and I had hit these things over his house, and they had splattered everywhere.
Oh, no.
I did hundreds of them.
Wow. Yeah, have you ever seen the video, not only on YouTube, but in other places, where there's some tree in Africa, and it grows this fruit, and as the fruit starts to fall off the tree, it just falls on the ground, and it ferments, and all these animals just get frickin' tanked.
Yeah, we've done a Booze and News story on it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That baboons are eating it and falling out of trees, and elephants are eating it, and they're crawling along the ground on all fours trying to reach out just in front of them with their trunk and grab another piece.
I had an apricot tree, and my dogs used to just sleep all day during the summer.
Apricot beer.
Yeah.
You know what my dog used to do is go around at my brother's parties and just drink drinks right out of the cups on the table.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. We have another one from Bill.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Voracious sea lions invade the Columbia River.
Sea lions in the river?
Yes. California sea lions, as a matter of fact. The water has gotten so warm down here, it's actually driven one of the sea lions' biggest things that they eat, are these giant schools of smelt. It's not that they don't eat anything else, but the thing they really like to go for is these big giant schools of smelt, because they can kind of open their mouth and fly through the middle of it and just, you know, gorge. Well, all this smelt is moving up north.
Mm-hmm.
Into the mouth of the Columbia River, apparently, and it does it every so often, every so many years. The problem is all the docks and everything are now literally like where people have slips where they pay for their boats to be. There's literally hundreds of seals on the docks. Like, you can't walk down the docks at all. And all these people's yachts and stuff, there's seals all over them. There's seals like kicking it on everybody's boats.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well,
I'd try and take the boat out anyway with me and my little seal buddies.
Well, the other thing they do is they like to hang out at the beginning of the Columbia River for when all the salmon start to go upstream.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of food then. You come down here, it's not like there's a bunch of salmon going to one spot where you can kind of just sit there. You know, it's like bears.
Yeah.
They go over, they wait, here come the salmon, ooh, lunch. The sea lions are doing the same thing. Some people have come to the sea lions' defense saying maybe they could represent a big tourism boon if people would pay to come see them. And the people that own ships at the docks and stuff are like, F that. We need to figure out how to get rid of them. There's actually no end in sight and no really good idea on how to keep them off, because there's you can't like fence them off or something. There's really no way for them to stop them.
Gun.
No, hello, endangered species.
You know what? I'm not so sure about that.
You can't kill seals.
Sea lions.
With a
whatever.
Bat.
No.
I have
baby
the answer.
Baby harp seal them.
I have the answer.
You're off the island.
I have the answer.
What?
Not guns. Eskimos. Just import a bunch.
God's gone.
James asked me if I was going to record, and I said, we're going to start in a minute. Just import Eskimos.
Better yet, just import bears.
I don't think bears
eat seals. Oh, yeah, let bears hang out on the docks.
I think bears eat anything that moves.
Oh. They will. Here you go, from Phil K.
Phil.
This guy gets pulled over by the cops.
Yeah.
He blames the strong smell of marijuana in his car on his coworkers and his girlfriend.
Clearly. Because, you know, blaming is the first line of defense.
Where was he driving at?
Where was he driving? Yeah. You mean like the city?
City, state.
Because
if he was driving through Denver, I don't think he'd care.
No. It just says Valley Road, so it doesn't say where. I think the biggest problem was, now you can imagine that the girlfriend and the coworkers might be pissed because he's blaming it on them. You would think.
I would.
The problem is they weren't with him.
Oh.
So he wants to blame it on him, but they weren't with him. And so when they unleashed the dogs into the car, the dogs immediately found a pipe and a bag of weed on the guy's driver's seat. Which the guy then admitted it was
so
his.
He had been sitting on it.
This is like stupid criminal thing. Pipe, still warm. Guy was just got done smoking.
Yeah, that's a special kind of stupid.
It was my girlfriend.
Who's not here.
Well, yeah, but you know what? That's how you share and care right there. It was my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a stellar boyfriend.
Yeah, it was my girlfriend.
Blame it on her.
What's her name? Catfish.
Yeah. All right, this is kind of idiots of the week, and then
as opposed to the last one,
and then heroes of the week at the same time. Munhall, Pennsylvania. This came from Bill. There is a student, a special needs student, that has asked to be able to use the
Letterman's jacket.
No, the faculty restroom, because the faculty restroom is the only restroom that has the correct accoutrement for this handicapped special needs person to be able to use it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Except for the faculty has told this person no, they can't.
Why?
Because they don't want any students using the faculty restroom. That was the whole thing. These are the dickheads from the school. 18 female teachers all got together and signed a thing that she couldn't do it. Then the State Board of Education came in.
Said, oh, yes, she can.
And said, oh, yes, she can, because it's the only bathroom that they can use that for.
Title IX, they have to make reasonable accommodations. For
she's autistic,
have
has pulmonary hypertension. She has foot problems. That's why she needs to be able to hold on to things to lower herself and things. And chronic lung disease. And they were telling her, no, you can't use our restroom. What kind of idiots are those? Yeah, we know you have all these medical problems. No, you can't use our restroom.
Well, clearly they didn't get their way.
No, they didn't.
I thought maybe you were doing the other story about the boy who played on the special needs basketball team at his school. They actually had a small league, and they had a team of physically challenged athletes that played. And he played on the team, and he played the whole season. And his mother went and bought him a Letterman's jacket.
Okay.
And the school told him he could not wear the Letterman's jacket because it was only for those who were playing in the league organized sports.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of the kid who's like, he's like a water boy or something, and he's like autistic or something, and he's a water boy, and he's, and so they decide, it's the end of the year. It's the end of the year. And they're like in a game that they have to win, like to go on and go in the championship. And they decide they're going to let this kid play.
Yep.
So they get out there on the court. Now, the other team has the opportunity to steal this game from them. And what do? They make it not that hard for that guy to go down and score.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys end up winning. That was a great, great video.
That's cool.
This is going to be the last one we're going to do for...
By both teams, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. This is going to be the last one we're going to do for this edition. Mitt Romney.
What up with Mitt?
Throwing his hat in the ring.
Again? I didn't
against
hear about this.
Evander Holyfield.
What?
Mitt Romney is going to box Evander Holyfield. He is. Now, he's had his share of fights in American politics, but it's going to be different this time.
Uh-huh.
He's going to fight Evander Holyfield, the former heavyweight boxing championship, in an exhibition in May in Salt Lake City. 68-year-old Mitt Romney said, it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be a very short fight, or I'm going to be knocked completely unconscious.
You know, probably both.
He doesn't throw anything out there for that he has any chance of winning anything.
Why is he doing this?
What charity is involved?
Yes. They are the humanitarian group Charity Vision sends doctors and equipment to poor nations for eye surgeries.
Right. Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll give him an eye surgery after Evander carves his left eye out. But
The guy says that Romney's only chance is to bite Holyfield's other ear off. And that, my friends, was the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
We should leave the folks alone.
We're back.
Okay. Were we ever really gone?
So, Shelley.
No, because we don't have an ad anymore, so we just play
Yes, we do.
Recovery 101.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? There was I just heard a really pretty decent ad for Dreamland Mattress. Recorded by Ron Stark, voice of the Inland Empire. Oh,
okay, well, right then.
Hopefully by the time we put the show up, I'll have that in my possession. But I'm up on YouTube.
Yay. Go you.
Go me. So, Mark, we have a topic. You sent it.
I did.
Yeah, do you remember what it is, or do I need to look it up?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I remember what it is. So I'm in a meeting the other day.
That's how all these stories start.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
That's how we think of these things. We sit in a meeting and go, a topic.
We started, you know, years ago we started with, I was having a beer with a buddy. Now it's, I was sitting in a meeting. Yeah. It's the same damn story with and without the booze.
I know.
And, now it's here. Hold my big book.
Yep. And there was a girl there who had, I guess, a medium amount of time for that meeting, like 60 days or something.
60 days was a medium amount of time?
Well,
is it at a facility or something?
You were either, you're either at 25 years and up or...
Or inpatient?
Or prototypes group.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, she started sharing. She had a breakthrough during the meeting.
During the meeting?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, did they have to call an ambulance?
No, but we had to sit there and listen to it. And through this whole thing, she remembered things about surrounding her father's death.
Ooh.
And
so she had an epiphany.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into everything, but needless to say, she was starting to talk about how she needed to get with her sponsor because she's sure that she needs to write about it. She's sure she needs to do an amends, and she's not sure how to do the amends. And I'm sitting there listening, and all I'm thinking is, don't we tend to get ahead of ourselves?
Yeah. But my first question was going to be, what step is she currently on? I always love that people are like, uh-huh. I think I need to do an amends. And I'm like, yeah. I think you need to do step one first.
Yeah.
And then maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah. But anyway, that's exactly the topic. Getting ahead of ourselves.
Getting ahead of ourselves. What do you think? What would your impression right off the bat of that be, Shelley? Getting ahead of ourselves.
Sometimes we think that we need to make amends for things that we don't act, that aren't actually ours. It's like we want to claim everything. And that's the whole purpose of talking to somebody else about it within the confines of working a fourth and fifth step, is you get outside feedback.
True.
And there are circumstances when we think if we haven't worked through the steps and we haven't done this with our sponsor, all of a sudden something we've had on our minds, well, I need to make amends with that person. What if that person is actually dangerous to you and you put yourself further in harm's way? Without actually doing the steps and talking to somebody about this stuff, you don't have any other input but yours, and our thinking is not that great all by itself, especially not in the beginning.
Not ever.
Injured others and ourselves?
Yeah. I mean, really, really, that's dangerous.
Now, let's go down for a moment, for a brief moment. Let's go down that road. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a sponsee or something, Mark, that came to you? Clearly, he's got someone he screwed over.
Yeah.
Clearly, maybe not someone he should be making amends. It's an old drug dealer or it's something like that. What do you do with those guys?
First of all, I tell him to slow the F down.
He ripped off someone $20,000. Big drug dealer.
Don't come to me about amends you need to make until we are working on making your list of people you had harmed
and checking
and getting you willing to make amends. So don't come talk to me while we're still at the stage prior to step one about the amends you need to make.
Do you find that this, and I'll put this out to both of you guys, do you find that this comes from, I'm thinking that this comes from people that it's not their first party. You know what I mean? It's not their first time go round in recovery, because first go round in recovery, when I was brand new, I had no idea what an amends was. I didn't know what step 9 was. I never even heard of it. Third, fourth time around, all of a sudden, I might be talking about stuff way ahead, yeah. Unless maybe they hear it in, you know, chapter five.
Well, here's the thing: when you're in a facility for 2 to 6 months,
you're going to hear it for sure.
You're going to hear it, and you're going to think for some reason that you're in recovery, when in fact you're in a facility.
Right. The two things are not analogous.
No, I mean,
ooh, we did a whole topic on that once.
Yeah, you know. You're in a facility. Your recovery doesn't begin till you leave. You're squeaking, Bruce.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if I would 100%
agree with that.
Yeah,
I don't
know that
I agree with that.
That your recovery doesn't, because you're certainly parts of your recovery do. I mean, when I was at Impact, we went to outside meetings. We were required to get sponsors, and so some of my recovery was starting. But I think where you're going with that is when I was in facilities like that. My outside influences and my outside possibilities of even getting loaded were severely restricted. It wasn't like me going over here to the local Alano Club where there's some guy out in the parking lot with meth.
Yeah.
You know? Because that happens sometimes.
Well, your sobriety has begun.
But you're living it in the real world hasn't really started much.
Yeah.
Little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
How is that, Shelly?
It's very good.
And what? It's a what is it?
It's a marshmallow bunny.
It's a marshmallow bunny. And you said you could have those because one only had what?
1 gram of fat.
And how many of them have you had so far?
This is my second one.
Well, she's like 11.
When I get to eight, I have to stop.
Yeah. This is my second one, and I just added up all my fats for the day. I'm at 16 total. So
now this isn't just and this. Yeah. Scenario certainly isn't just for people that say, oh, I want to make an amends.
No.
That's not even the most popular one. Ready to do everything.
That's not even the most popular. The most popular one usually is, I'm going to carry the message.
Oh, yes.
Or in their case, I'm going to carry the mess.
Well, and this is
I have 30 days. I am rocking. I'm on this pink cloud. I am going to get every alcoholic within 50 miles to come to a meeting.
I'm going to go have an affair so I can practice my principles. Oh, wait, that's not the way that goes, is it?
Yeah, no.
I got to be a devil's advocate here.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason I would be a devil's advocate is I remember back in the day, I don't hear it as much now, but back in the day, they would say, man, if you got a week, you got something to give the guy that's only been here a day. And that is being of service to others. And if you're wiping ashtrays after a meeting, that's helping carry the message by making sure that meeting runs. And if you're doing the literature and you got 30 days, that's carrying the message. And
yeah, but the danger in that, and I agree with you.
I'm not talking about going and saving.
Yeah, the danger with that is
they want to go save the world.
Yes, they become very evangelistic. The problem with that, though, is that they start going around and telling these other poor drunks all about the program as they see it. They may not have even read the book, so they're parroting things they heard in meetings.
Well, the bigger problem is they go around to people who are just people.
Who may not give a rat's ass about recovery.
Or more importantly, don't have a drinking problem.
Do you know what's
Or made you choose cocaine or meth recreationally.
You know what's a really good example of that? That probably a modicum of people listening have been involved with at some time. It's people where someone comes to you with some kind of multi-level marketing thing. And they don't want to mention the word Amway until like the last second. Matter of fact, they don't want to mention it at all if they don't have to, because people have these preconceived notions. What they don't want is they don't want this new guy going and telling everyone how you're going to make all this money, because that's not the way they really set it up. They say, you know what? You need someone that knows what you're and this is true in the program too. You need someone that knows what they're talking about to tell people, you know, about program. You can't take a guy who has 5 minutes experience with Alcoholics Anonymous or 5 minutes experience with Amway or 5 minutes experience with his job at work explaining to other people how to do things. It's like, I don't want to take a guy that is one of my delivery guys. He's done one delivery in his life, and now he's going to train other people how to do deliveries. Probably not so much.
Yeah. Well, you know, I sit and I watch people out there, and they do those things. And what I notice is people who I would say probably are borderline qualified to do that, people who have that kind of time in the program.
Yeah.
don't. You know why?
Because we got our lives back and we go to work?
Yeah. And also because we learned that it's a program of attraction. So we don't need to go promote people to get to them to the meetings. All we need to do is be us.
That's awesome. You know what that means?
What?
I am fully working my program right now. I am totally optimizing my program. And do you know why?
Because why is that?
It's a program of attraction.
She's not
and
calling
I've lost
shit.
30 pounds.
I know.
I lose another 10, 15 pounds, I will be so attractive.
You're just going to start walking to meetings so that people can follow
yes.
you?
You know what's going to happen?
I am working my program.
You know what's going to happen?
1 pound at a time.
You're going to have to go to emergency again.
Why?
Get your jaw fixed.
Oh.
So, Shelley.
What?
Have you ever had...
That went from being off the air to on the air. That was good how you did that.
Have you ever
notice
had...
Notice I didn't buy into that?
Have no. you ever had... actually, either one of
didn't
you...
Bite.
Yeah.
Either one of you, but Shelley first, because I have a suspicion that probably not. How about people... Have you ever had anyone that came to you because I'm ready to write my inventory, and they're like on step one or step two? Because, see, now, me, I've never had it, but...
No.
What does that seem to be the one that no one really cares to do?
I'll tell you, though, what I did, actually, when I got really ahead of myself, and I'm glad my sponsor slowed me down, because I think I had about, it was right after I'd done my fifth step, and,
right.
you know, 6, 7, 8, I had done a couple of the really hard amends, like to my stepdaughter and her mother. Those were two of the rough ones. And I decided that life was going to get so much better because I was going to only eat healthy food. I was going to quit smoking. I was only going to drink water. I was going to run 2 miles a day. I was going to start working. I was going to go to jazzercise. I was going to join a gym. I was going to do all this stuff.
Zumba.
And my sponsor said, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, when are you going to have time for all this? Because at the time, I had 6 meetings a week and commitments at 5 of them.
Yeah, but you weren't drinking. Look at all the extra time you had.
I did have extra time. And I was also taking care of 2 kids in the afternoon and trying to be a better parent than I had been the previous year and a half.
That's overrated.
I think that's pretty common.
And then she put the big brakes on me because I was determined. After she shot down a bunch of stuff and said, you need to focus on what you're doing that's working right now. She shot down a whole bunch of stuff. And then I said, okay, well, then I am definitely quitting smoking. And she said, oh, no, you're not. And I said, what do you mean? Oh, no, I can do whatever I want. And she said, if you quit smoking, you'll go nuts. You'll relapse. Trust me. She said, you have to wait until you have 5 years. My sponsor made me wait until I had 5 years.
How much time do you have now?
8.
And how's that going?
Oh, I love it. It's like, you know, taking a drag off death every time.
Well,
so I took her advice. I said, okay, fine. And I understood that. And you know what? Honestly, she was completely right. I needed to focus on the things that were working at that moment. I was doing really well. And by adding all this other stuff on myself, I was setting myself up for catastrophe. Because I know me. I get really excited about something. I'm going to do it. Then it's too hard and I just drop it.
Right.
I quit smoking at 18 months. Cigarettes, that is.
I was going to say, cigar?
The Tony Curtis.
I used to quit smoking every night when I went to sleep.
I know, it's the roughest 6 hours of my night.
You know what? Here's what I don't get. And I never really got this. I don't really get it with alcohol and drugs either. So you got no problem not smoking all night. Get up in the morning, first thing you do, have a smoke. Then you got to smoke all day. You got to smoke at every break. You got to smoke. Then you go to sleep at night, sleep 8 hours, no worries. I used to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I did not have to have a smoke, even though it had been hours and hours and hours since I smoked.
Who the hell gets to sleep 8 hours anymore?
I know. I sleep like 4 to 6. 6 is like an awesome night.
I slept 8 hours. Oh, no, I didn't. You know why I didn't sleep? Because I got stuck watching that freaking stupid movie.
Which one?
2, actually.
Which ones?
One was trans, what are they called? The
Transformers?
One of the Transformers movies.
Uh-huh.
And then I also, the one with Marky Mark or what, Mark Wahlberg. And then.
Which one?
The last one.
Okay.
Then I got stuck watching about a third of War Games with
War
Matthew
Games
Broderick.
This morning.
What a great movie. You know what? I forgot all about
I
that movie.
I love that movie.
Greatest thing is watching them work on the computers.
I just watched it this morning.
And it's all greens. Yeah, that's what
yep.
I watched it.
Yep.
It was like, and they're on green screen computers. And I'm like, wow, I remember when that was like the newest, hottest thing.
I miss DOS.
Dude, my phone's got more computing power than an entire room had. I love.
What do you do with it? You go on Instagram and look at stupid pictures of cats and chicks.
No, I look
and
at
bikinis.
Pictures of someone's lunch.
Oh, jeez. I stopped myself, but I probably will post it anyway. I took a picture of the loaf of bread I made the other day. I probably will post it. But I don't like to post food. I've only posted food one time.
I did a post from 1 year ago today where I shared it, and it was a picture of an empty box from the Seaside Grill or whatever, Pacific Grill.
Pacific Grill, Pacific Fish
and
Grill.
And I said I was going to post the obligatory picture of my lunch, but I decided to eat it instead. So I posted a picture of the empty box at the end.
Good.
Now, back to what we were talking about. Let me ask Mark on this, because I think what Shelley's talking about is common. I think it's common for a lot of people when they first get sober is they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going to do everything. I'm going to. It's almost like New Year. It's like sobriety year's resolutions. It's like my first year's resolution. I'm gonna lose weight. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to stop womanizing. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, isn't just quitting drinking or using enough
for right now? That's enough. One thing at a time.
You know, the next night after the meeting I talked about, I went to another meeting. I went to meetings 2 nights in a row.
Wow.
You should just be impressed by that.
I am.
I'm not impressed. I'm kind of sad.
And the topic was toolbox of recovery. And that kind of feeds into this about along the lines of we don't have any tools in the toolbox, but we think we could fix everything with it.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, it's like, you know, I shared and I said, you know, we start out, you guys gave me this empty toolbox and I got a screwdriver and because we're all kind of screwed at the beginning anyway. So we need a screwdriver. Then I got a hammer because when we get a little bit of time, we figure we can just bang anything into place.
Yeah.
And then, but the key was when I got a maxi pad.
See, you could attach the mirror to the wall.
No, because you ever read the side of the box on those things? You can go hiking. You can go sailing. You can go fishing.
Yeah.
You can do anything with those.
You can do anything with those.
Read the box.
In white pants, no way.
In white pants, that's right.
I think one of the first tools I got in the program was, here's a roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
See, a roll of duct tape. And a thing, a WD-40.
That's right.
You know, if it comes apart and it's not supposed to, duct tape. If it doesn't come apart and it's supposed to, WD-40.
That's right. That's all you need.
But I get what you're saying because, like, we come in and here we get the screwdriver of recovery, but we want the impact wrench of recovery. You know, we want the Sawzall of recovery. And it's like, you're not up to those tools yet.
Yeah.
I want the power sander of recovery. I'm just going to sand away all the bad parts.
Just make it smooth, huh?
Yes.
Of course, then I closed it by saying that none of it did any good until I got that blue instruction book that taught me how to use all those tools.
Yes.
Yes.
That's important.
So, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like having the Chilton's guide for your car.
Yeah. When all else fails, follow directions.
Yeah, well, you know, that kind of works in recovery, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't work when you're going on trips with Bruce because when all else fails, there's no such thing as following the directions. I think it's a right turn up here.
Do you know that a man will admit to murder before he'll admit he's lost?
I believe that.
My mom says, did you get directions to this funeral? And I said, well, I did. And I said, I printed it out at work. And she goes, did you bring it home? And I said, no, I didn't bring it home.
But I saw them. I committed them to memory.
Well, you know what? I really did because I went to punch it in my phone.
Yeah.
But the thing was, there's really only from here. Mm-hmm. You drive up in Covina Hills, mm-hmm. turn left on Via Verde, turn left on the street that it was on. I mean, it wasn't difficult.
Forest Lawn isn't that hard to find.
It was exciting riding with Mom, though.
Yeah, well. Oof.
It was okay. She got kind of close to the curb a couple times. We're on a 25-mile-an-hour curvy road going down here, and she's going about 45. I'm like, you know, this is a 25 right here, just in case you wanted to know.
You were telling Mom to slow down?
Oh, yeah.
Was she getting a little ahead of herself? This feeds back into the topic?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we got to get back into the topic somehow. Okay.
Well, actually,
it's about that time.
Speaking about getting back into the topic, Shelley, what would your final words on the topic be? Getting ahead of yourself.
If you keep putting the cart before the horse, you're not going to get anywhere very fast.
Ooh. Wow.
Just remember you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
That was the
go ahead, Bruce.
Oh yeah, we got this. I think my thing would be the steps are in order for a reason. It's sort of like a recipe. If I go to make a chocolate cake and I bake it first before I mix the ingredients, it's not going to be a very good cake.
The box will start on fire.
Yeah, the way the program of recovery works is you get 12 steps and they're in order for a reason.
That's right.
When in doubt, ask your sponsor. So, Shelley.
Yes.
We have some friends in the Inland Empire.
We do. If you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette. You can also possibly find out from her how to franchise it. I'm not sure.
I don't know
where the franchise is going or coming
from.
Well,
I think that's still probably done through 12stepgazette.com.
Oh, possibly, which still has the coming soon thing up on the website.
Okay.
Right. I'll check it again next week and we'll see.
And Mark, we have people that listen to the show.
We do. We really appreciate that. However you happen to find our show, we appreciate you listening. We do ask if you don't already go to please go to recovery101.net or last30days.com or recovery101.rocks.
Yes.
And go to our Podomatic site where you can listen to the show. You can become a member of Podomatic. Once you become a member, you can follow. You can like shows, you can...
Even old shows.
You can leave comments. Please leave comments in the newest shows, if possible.
I will never see them.
We'll never see them, because we don't listen to old shows very often. I do once in a while, but not very often. Because I like to hear myself talk sometimes. And also, you can add us to your playlist for all your wild Saturday night party needs.
You're not as narcissistic as me, though.
I bet I am.
I've heard my speaker CD probably 100 times.
You're right, I'm not.
Yeah. It's like, how lame and sad is that? Because I only got one. Actually, I have two. I have one from a CA thing somewhere. It's up at Exo Speakers or something, but I've only heard that a couple times. If you're Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. If you go to a comment or something, it's going to say, oh, hey, you're new. Would you like to sign up? And you can choose sign up with Facebook. And if you're Facebook friendly, it will sign you up in like Tootsuite. It will not spam you or do anything like that. So it's kind of cool. If you are Facebook friendly, too, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you would like to join the Recovery 101 secret group,
they're out there.
You can send a message to Shelley Burnett. Burnett, and she will add you to the group. You could also send us a message at the Recovery 101 radio show fan page, and we can do that as well. Shelley is doing her finger in the air like she's doing. Oh no, you didn't.
Okay, I have discovered an interesting quirk of Facebook. If you send me a PM, if you friend request me at the same time, that will work better. If you send me a PM and you don't friend request me, and I don't and I don't respond within a couple of days,
it goes into some weird folder.
Try
right?
again, because I discovered, you know, hi Wendy, our new friend. A gal named Wendy had messaged me a year ago yesterday, wondering how she could get in the group, and this was before it was secret. But she was a little bit concerned because it was only closed, and she was worried about anonymity. She didn't want people on her friends list to find out she was in a recovery group. Somebody else had sent me something, and I didn't get it. And I was like, no, it didn't come in my PMs. And she said, check your other folder. I had forgotten all about the other folder. So I checked my other folder, and there was something from one of our current group members and my friend, and then this other person, Wendy.
Where is said other folder? Because I've never looked at mine, and I have.
If you look up, if you're on Facebook and you look up, you click on messages, right above where you click on messages over on the left-hand side, not on chat, the little chat box,
yeah.
You'll see a thing that says inbox and then right next to it, other.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you need to go check that.
I have never looked in that since I started Facebook.
So,
good Lord, that thing's, and it's, you know, it's going to be full of people going, I really need help.
Yeah.
I will have single-handedly killed all these people by not responding.
Well, I hadn't responded, and it had been a year ago. Like, well, no, 2 days ago. It was a year ago. And so I messaged her back really quickly and told her what happened, and I was really, really sorry, and told her that the group had just gone secret, so the anonymity problem was solved. And she was so excited to hear from me. She's like, oh, I thought you were just ignoring me. I'm like, no, I wasn't really. I wasn't.
Oh,
so
yeah,
now
she hates you.
She friend requested me, and she is now in the group. Yay.
Yay. So, there is that. We do have Recovery Idol. Send us a jingle. I don't care if you do it a cappella. I don't care if you play it on guitar. I don't care if you play it on piano. I don't care if you download a mix beat from one of these other shows on Podomatic. However you want to do it. And just mention Recovery 101 and send it to us, and we will use it. And if we really like it, it'll go into, like, regular rotation, and you'll get shout-outs, like, every time we use it.
Try not recording it in the bathroom.
I don't know. Sometimes they sound good in the bathroom.
Yeah. You know? Fran did hers in the bathroom. It sounded pretty good. I like the echo.
Shelly?
Yes?
Oh, and we have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And we've got videos at youtube.com/ and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously. And the first one was / easy look.
The what?
You left easy look out of the first address you gave.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Did I just say youtube.com?
Yeah, /.
/ easy look. EASYLOOK. And Shelly.
Yes?
Who is the lead out music by?
We haven't used Doug for a while, so I think I'll use him.
Doug, Falling Down. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Again, I'm there.